injuries happen, and guess what? You're probably going to have to slide. You're going to do this. How do you get yourselves ready, knowing that you still have to be ready for anything to happen? Maybe your second best job is what you're working at instead of being your primary.
No, I mean, you know, there's only so many spots. So a lot of guys, you know, got to be able to play multiple positions. And, you know, with that, we only bring a certain number of linemen to games. So the more you can do for this team, the better off you are. And, you know, Dante does a great job of getting people ready for that.
Is it hard to get yourself in kind of a sync when you know there are guys like Mankins and Bulmer who are just kind of waiting on the mend? Is it hard to get in sync with what you have?
You know, I mean, no. I mean, it's great for us right now because, you know, we know what Seabass, we know what Logan can do. Obviously, they'd love to be out here, and we'd love to have them out here. But, you know, to be able to work with the other guys and get a feel for other people and all that stuff, it, you know, it can only help us.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
Creating a successful offensive line.
Well, I mean, you know, it's really important. You know, but camp is for getting guys in there, rotating guys, and seeing what they can do, giving everybody an equal shot to make this team. But you know, the more we go at it, the more comfortable we're going to feel with one another, and you know, it's a day-to-day, you know, building process.
I apologize if someone's asked this before, but what has Dante meant to your development as a professional football player?
He's been, you know, he's been great. You know, he's the only line coach I've ever known. And just how he's helped me. You know, who knows, I would have made, you know, this 10th training camp without him. So he's a great coach. But, you know, he treats everybody and coaches everybody, you know, from the oldest guy to the youngest guy. You know, he's just, he's very demanding. And, you know, he's your biggest fan when you do things right. And, you know, he'll tell you when you do it wrong. So, you know, tells you the truth. That's what you want to coach.
Talk about camp being a way for guys to kind of, you know, you're testing, you're running some different faces out there along that offensive line. How difficult is it for you in the middle to kind of work with that? But again, like you said, it's just part of camp.
It's, you know, it's part of camp. And, you know, guys have been around and seen a lot of guys come and go and worked with different people. And, you know, everybody's professional here and trying to do the right thing. So, you know, when we got our group of guys, it's pretty easy to do. And, you know, we all got each other's back, and we're just trying to get better. So when you got guys around you that you like and enjoy working with, it makes it a lot easier.
And what was your view of the melee yesterday on the field? Is it one of the more crazy fights you've seen in practice, or you've been in a lot of those before?
It was what it was. You know, it wasn't that big. So, you know, things happen. It's camp. People get tired. So. You know, I think everybody moved on pretty quick after that, and a little pushing, no big deal.
How are you feeling personally? Back to normal, or is there a rust back?
Yeah, no, I feel great.
Tim, do you feel any transition, sort of, any rust based on, you know, what Paul just asked you about how you're feeling physically? Has it been a little bit of a, I don't know, like a breaking in? There's a lot of time in between the last time.
It's been about a year.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's, you know, still coming back to me in some ways, but... you know, I feel great, and I'm just, you know, trying to out here and work hard and, you know, get better as a player and try and help this team in whatever way I can. But, you know, it's just been fun being back out.